Cliff Urey, 7th grade. He's sitting right next to me. See if you can get a shot of him. And beside Cliff is Hannah Boedeker. Did I spell that, say that right?
That's right.
Now, I was at a restaurant last night in Turkey, Texas, and the man says he knows you well, and it's Boedeker. He's always called you Boedeker.
Well, people say it different.
So he's wrong and I'm right?
You're right,
yeah.
I think.
Okay, and then beside Hannah is Wes Henson. He's in 9th grade also. You guys in the same class together?
Yes, we are.
Okay. You're pretty smart.
I am.
Oh. Okay. Now, on your computer, so you can see some shots of these guys, if you click on Home on the Range on your bottom of your computer screen, that'll take you to a whole bunch of pictures of Cliff, Hannah, and Wes. And we're just going to kind of go in order here. And it'll take you just a minute. What you should see on your computer is Home on the Range, where the deer and the bison play, and Oh Yeah, and the kids play too. And if you click on Cliff, hopefully a bunch of photos will come up. Cliff, see, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13 years old. Yeah. And you live where?
I live about 15 miles outside of Keith Way on a ranch. Down in the canyon. Nice and peaceful.
And what does your family do for a living?
My dad ranches, and my mom, she's a licensed rehabilitator animal.
She wildlife can, rehabilitator?
Yes, rehabilitator? She can raise animals, hurt animals, take care of them.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. I think there's some pictures here that'll attest to that.
Yes.
What are we looking at here? This is the first picture.
The first picture is the tunnel. We live right next to that. Our land is on both sides. That is part of the
trailway?
Park. Yes.
This trailway that's like 64 miles long and it goes right through your property?
Yes, and that's the only tunnel on it. And our house is just half a mile, quarter of a mile, just to the right of it.
You ever go in that tunnel?
Yes, all the time.
Is it? Can you see bats?
Yes, you can see bats, and you can hear them, and you can watch them come out at night.
And you can smell the guano.
Yes, you can.
I hear that's pretty profitable. You can if you like scoop some up and sell it.
Yes.
You gonna do that?
No.
Is this your house?
Yes, that's our house. When it snowed.
It snows here.
Not all the time, just like once in 2 years.
Okay.
Let's
see. Okay. And a corral of some sort?
Yes, that's right by our house. That's where we brand our cattle. You brand your cows to tell whose is whose, and you kind of work your calves and to sell them. And that's where we do it right there. It's right behind our house.
So your primary function with ranching is working cattle?
Yes.
What's that like?
Well, I like it. You take a cow and you give it shots, you give it some medicine, help it, and you can get calves and brand them so you don't lose them and try to keep them. If it gets out, it has your brand on it and other people know it's yours. So.
And then what's the final? You sell these calves?
Yes, you sell the calves. You keep the calves, and every year about three times a cow will have a calf, and you sell the calf. At a
you ever get attached to any of them?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, see, that's a rancher for you. See, I would get attached. Okay, in this next photograph, is this your house again?
Yes, that's our house.
With a helicopter in front.
Yes, it's a helicopter. My dad has an airplane, and he has a lot of friends that fly down. He has a runway by the house, and that's a friend of his that owns a helicopter. He comes down a lot, brings people down, show them the place.
That's kind of unusual to have a helicopter sitting in front of your house. Why would you need one?
A helicopter is real. You can see them a lot. The rough terrain and down there where it's at, it's kind of hard to get around. It's so rough, and a helicopter kind of gets you around a lot better than anything else does.
I mean, how far away is your house? You told me this at the beginning, but I mean, is it just a matter of convenience to get somewhere where you need to go? I mean,
yes, yeah. Roads, they're real rough, but there's roads around there. Pickup, it's hard on your pickup though, you know. And a helicopter's real nice if you have one.
And have you been in that helicopter a lot?
Yes, I have.
But have you flown it?
No.
Okay. Now, is this on your property? This
is
a creek
right
with
behind our house.
Some cows on it?
Yes.
Okay, what's the name of that creek?
Kittyquay Creek. That's just right behind our house, about 50 yards behind our house.
Okay. And, of course, every ranch has horses.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true. I just said that.
Yes.
Okay. Click on page 2, and we're going to get into some of the stuff that your mom does. That's why you have there's a picture of you with a baby fawn, which is a baby deer, and
yes.
You look quite fond of that.
Yes, we still have her. Mom, she likes raising wild animals, and it's neat having all these animals that you can have to play with. And
now, it's actually illegal to raise a wild animal unless you're licensed
yes,
rehabilitated.
Yes,
right?
It is.
And what's the name of this fawn?
Sunflower.
Sunflower. And here's a picture of Sunflower with your cat.
Yes.
They're almost, the cat is either huge or the deer is very small.
The deer is very small.
What's the name of your cat?
Dylan. That one's Dylan. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about Sunflower. What's she like?
Well, right now she's about a year and a half years old, and we've had her a long time, and I was riding around on the four-wheeler, and it was that year that we had the sunflowers real bad, the big ones, and she was curled up under it, and she was alone, and I rode up there, and I grabbed her, and she was full of stickers, and I held her and pulled all the stickers out, and I took her to the house, and Mom fed her, and we've had her ever since.
Okay. Sunflowers, you said that it was really bad with sunflowers. I mean, most of us would think that's a good thing, but
no, it's not.
It's not, huh? Okay, and here's a picture of you playing with sunflowers.
Yes, we was fighting right there.
We are on page 2 under Home on the Range, if you want to follow along with us, and we're talking with Cliff Urie, who's in 7th grade at Valley School, and he's telling us all about this deer that his mom and he helped raise. Named Sunflower because his mom's a wildlife rehabilitator. Now, what are you doing here with her?
I'm playing with her. You can get down on your hands and knees and butt heads with her, and she'll get real mad and start jumping around. And
so you can say you've butted heads with a deer.
Yes.
Not many people have done that.
No.
Does she act like kind of like a dog?
Yes, she thinks she's a dog. She don't know that she's a deer. She thinks she's part dogs. She hangs around the dogs and follows them around.
Have you guys been getting questions over in the chat room?
Yes, we have. We've been getting a lot of questions in the chat room.
What's one of the more unusual?
The IQ of a bison was the best one.
Do you know that?
No.
Okay, I'm going to click on 3. And I think you'll see a picture of some big feathered animal.
That's a peacock. We had a lot of peacocks. Still got some down there. Mom, she likes a lot of birds, wild birds. She likes things to make the place look better.
Are they loud?
Yeah, the guineas are real loud.
What do they sound like?
I don't know.
do they like squawk or?
Yeah, they make awful noises.
Well, why would you like having those around? I guess they're pretty.
Yeah, they're pretty, and they're kind of fun to watch.
What's this other bird, the picture right underneath?
That's a guinea right there.
A guinea?
Yes.
And what purpose do they serve?
No.
Are they pets, or are they...
Yeah, they're pets, yeah. They grasshoppers, they eat bugs around the house. They kind of keep the bugs down around the house.
Okay, and under that is a picture of you with a big pig.
Yes, that was at Fort Worth. I got second with that hog.
Now, I asked you yesterday, how much money did you get? Did you remember now?
$2,000, I think.
$2,000 for that pig.
Yes.
See, it's worth it to be. And you were an FFA, which is Future Farmers of America. And the Fort Worth Stock Show is a huge thing in Texas every year. So you did well. What did you do with that money?
I kept it.
Well, I figured.
Saved it up.
Okay, so you're going to do something with it eventually.
Yes.
Okay, and here you are on a big tractor.
Yes, that my granddad, he collects old tractors and fixes them up and shows them around parades. And he wants us to ride them in the parades to show them off to people.
Okay. Get some different questions. Sam? I don't know where Sam's from, but Sam wants to know, how many cattle do you have?
400 head.
400 head.
Our place, yes.
How much land do you have?
10,000 acres that we're that we got all leased and owned.
Leased and owned. Okay, here you are on your four-wheeler.
Yes.
And that's your dog?
Yes, that is.
What's your dog's name?
Bear.
Bear.
Yes.
Does Bear chase you on the four-wheeler?
Yeah, he likes following me around on the four-wheeler.
Does he ever bother the cows?
No, he don't.
Is that something you train him right away
yes.
not to do?
Yes.
That would be a bad dog. Okay, well, did we go through all three? I think we did.
Yes.
Okay. Cliff Urie, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go back to the first page, and we're going to talk now with Hannah. If you'll click on Hannah's name on the front page there, you'll see a picture of Hannah sitting on Caprock Canyon State Park. It's the big entrance to